morning and welcome to our service this morning. It's great to have you all here. And we are very, very fortunate to be able to sing that song out loud under no threat and say that we believe in God the Father. We believe He sends His Spirit. And that is continuing the theme of our services throughout the month of June. And so we are following that theme, and it's week two this week, and I must not hit the microphone stand with my guitar. Okay, let's join together and come before our God and pray, and then we'll have some scripture. Father God, we know that you are here. We declare that you have power and authority over our lives. And Lord, we declare that we believe in your Holy Spirit, and that will have an effect on our lives and change how we live our lives. And Father, we pray for your protection over us. Lord, shelter us with your wings. We know that as we dig deeper into your Spirit and truth, we will come under attack. And Lord, we pray that you would shelter us this morning, that you would protect us from the ways of the evil one. And Lord, that you would have your arms around us. We come under the shadow of your wing and into your presence. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, that you hold us strong. Our name is graven in your hand, and no power can snatch us from your hand. Amen. It's good to declare a few truths every now and again. And this psalm really goes with what Nathan is going to speak to us about in a few minutes. Psalm 27, and it's a very popular one. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Amen. We will stand against those powers that come against us. And Nathan's going to bring a message about have psalms and spiritual songs in your hearts, and that's what we're going to do this morning as we worship him. Now, we had this, the next song we had last Sunday evening, and Alan said, oh, I don't think I know this one. And I thought, well, it's definitely not a new one. It says 1986 at the bottom, but it is a very good one. And our prayer this morning should be this: Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts. So let's stand if you're able, or remain seated and sing Heal Our Nation.
Lord, we long for you to
Father, that is our prayer this morning, that you would heal those who need healing today. And Lord, that you would pour out your spirit on this land. And Father, that we would be overflowing in you. Our next song ties in with that verse that Nathan's going to speak on. And it says, what a beautiful name it is. And when we sing the songs where we praise Jesus, then we know him in our hearts. You were the Word at the beginning.
Oh,
song follows on with that, and again echoes the passage from Ephesians. The last little bit of it is, my soul must sing. And this is a song we maybe haven't sung for a little while. Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Please do take your seats. If you've made it that far, you've done very, very well. Oh, bless you. And we will take pause for a little breath, just a quiet moment, and I will arrange myself suitably. Do that with not flipping all the music stands over is quite a thing. So I'm going to hold this up and I'm going to say, please can someone from Barker's Court take that to to Pauline. Pauline McCartan is 90 tomorrow, and she's not here with us this morning. She's got some family and things visiting, but it'd be great if she is managing to watch this or part of it, and we send her our wishes and our congratulations, and that's an amazing thing. And those who have not been on the earth quite as long as that, are there any smaller birthdays in the house? Anyone with a birthday coming up or had one in the past few days? Joseph? Yeah, Joseph was last Monday, weren't you? Joseph, yeah, you were 21 last Monday, congratulations. And it was it Abby a week or so before that? Very close, brilliant. Okay, so Saturday and Monday, Joseph and Abby. That's good, but no little ones. I have such a display here and nobody wants it. Oh dear. Right, let's pray for our children and then they can go out to their groups. It's so good to see you all. It's really good when you look up. The balcony's empty when the service or when the first song starts, and then all of a sudden it's packed up, and it's really, really great to see that. Let's pray for our children and young people. Father, we do thank you for the abundance of children and young people that we have. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless them as they go through to their different groups. And Lord, bless those who are leading the groups, who have made the preparation during the week and put things together. And we do ask that you would indeed make it real to them too, whatever level it's at, Father, that they would be understanding more of you. And Lord, we are so grateful for having them all here with us. So Lord, we pray that you would continue in their times together. Amen. Now the children can go and leave us, and we'll remain seated and sing a newer song, Still. Hide Me Now Under Your Wings. to apologise to the group. Sorry. Now we are going to have Hoos come up and just give us some prayer points about the street pastors, and then we will go into a time of prayer. So just a few little things that we can be praying for as we go forward.
Morning, church.
Hello.
I suppose as I stand up here, you I speak in front of judges and parole boards, and anyone knows me, they can't really shut me up. But you stick me 6 inches up in the air, becomes nervous anyway. But anyway, I'll get to it. Anyway, I'm here just to have an update on the street pastors. As you may or may not know, this is an organisation that's been going for about 20 years. It's nationwide, and it's run by churches in all towns, particularly across Kent, etc. Street pastors in Sittingbourne did have a thriving project. Unfortunately, that had to sort of go on hold while the structures had to be rebuilt and done in an appropriate way. Myself and Nicola, also with Ian and Julie and Carol, the street pastors, etc. So we've really been promoting it and pushing it to try to get it back up and running. Fundamentally, what it is, it's a church present. All churches across the borough, across the town rather, would be a present in the nighttime community on our streets, looking out for whoever's out there, to be a presence, to come alongside people, to help people who are in trouble, whether it's drink, fighting, alcohol, whatever it might well be, the homeless. We go out with food, drinks, blankets, etc., etc. We go out in a non-judgmental way, so regardless of what's going on out there, our role isn't to judge anyone. We go to help everyone, to come alongside them. So where we are currently, I think it's been on hold for about 12 months now. Me and Nicola have been working street pastors in Maidstone, but we're trying now to build up the committee. We're almost there, I think, so we're asking for your prayers that we take the next step. It's working across the 3 or 4 churches in the town, and once we do get up and running, we will start looking for volunteers to come on board to attend the training. It is trained, it is a volunteer process. It's a commitment of one weekend per month, one night per month, again, just patrolling the streets as a group, male and female, and again, just being a presence in our community, which we've noticed that sometimes, obviously, when we're out in the night time or walking our dog in the evening, there is a bit of a dark presence at night time in the community. And again, as I say, just to reiterate, it's a non-judgmental thing. We're not out to be evangelical in any way, but just to show a Christian church presence of love and care for our community. So I'd just like to, obviously, if you can pray for our street pastors to be up and running sooner rather than later, we'd much appreciate it. And if you need any more information, come and let us know, and I'm sure we can, as we do get past the next stage when we are actually ready to start going out again, there are videos that we could, hopefully the church would allow us to show to everyone the actual what actually goes on out there and the good work that we can do. Thank you.
Going to remain seated and just sing a little chorus through a couple of times to lead us into a time of prayer for street pastors and for other things. And the last line of it is, flow through this land till every man praises your name once more. So let's remain seated and sing, No, Not By Might.
Thank you.
Father, we come before you and we know that the things we pray for are not by our might and not by our will, but by your mighty power and your good will, which seeks to save us and bless us in every situation. Oh, Father, we do pray for the Street Pastor Committee now, Lord, and we pray for teams to rise up, and Lord, that those who have maybe been thinking about it would come forward, and Lord, we can have a good impact on the High Street as we overflow out there and show your love to everyone who is there. Father, we know the good things that happen when the street pastors are outside. Lord, we pray for the communities on our High Street. Lord, for the pubs, the different churches, the different businesses and shops. Lord, we pray for our High Street. Lord, we pray that we may witness to them, we may speak to them, and Lord, we may bring them your good news. And Lord, we see this as a part of that. So Father, we lift up the whole committee and all the teams to you and ask that you would move them on to being active out on the High Street. Our Father, we thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, we thank you for the way that you are blessing the activities and things within this church. Lord, for the young people, for Ricky, and for the youth group Bible study. And Lord, we thank you for the weekly studies on the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing and moving us on in you. And Father, we do pray for those who really need a touch from you in their lives. Lord, we pray that you would intervene. Father, you're knocking on the door, and we pray that you would be invited in and that you would make a real difference to those who are struggling at the moment. Father, we pray for mental health, for physical health, for our spiritual health, Lord, for the dark battle that we are fighting. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us all. And Lord, that you would be with those who are still lost and that we need to reach out and save. And Father, we do pray for all that is happening in your world. And Lord, we pray for talks that might be going on. We pray for intervention where there is war. And Lord, we ask that you would be completely in control and not let the evil one overcome. So Father, we bring everything to you. We need to leave it with you. Amen. Nathan's going to come and speak to us. Time is moving on, but we will still sing a song before he comes to speak to us, and it talks about that freedom that we have. Amazing grace, my chains are gone. So please do stand with me, and if you're able, and sing this together.
One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the word of knowledge. And just before I got up here to preach, one of our members gave me this that the Lord had impressed on her heart, and I'm going to read it to you. Don't know who this is for, but this is what the Lord wants us to hear. Be still and know that I am God. Come and walk beside me. I am who I say I am. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful time of praise and worship. Thank you for every song that has just been so appropriate, timely, spirit-filled and heartfelt. And we thank you for your people who have gathered here today to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, as we come now to receive from you, we thank you for this word of knowledge that you have, Lord, allowed us to receive today. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak to us through your holy word. We thank you that your word is already anointed, but as your servant, a mere man who stands behind this lectern, Lord, I recognize that I have no power of myself, but I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would empower me now and equip me to be able to share your holy word. We pray for, Lord, everyone here today, that we would receive your word and be encouraged in our hearts to continue serving you and living for the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless this time of sharing now for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are continuing our series, Living the Spirit-Filled Life. Living the Spirit-Filled Life. And today, we have now arrived at part number two, and we're looking at the theme here today is the soundtrack of the Holy Spirit. The soundtrack of the Holy Spirit. And I'm reading today from Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse number 15. And Paul says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." I want to come back to verse number 19 again, our key verse. Paul says, speaking to one another in psalms. Can we say psalms? Hymns and songs from the Spirit. Amen. Songs from the Spirit. The soundtrack of the Holy Spirit. Last night, the DJ saved my life. Last night, the DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night, the DJ saved my life with a song. Friends, these are the lyrics and the sentiments of an old disco song released in 1982 by Michael Cleveland and sung by the American group In Deep. And church, the lyrics of this particular song are thought-provoking, to say the least. Because there's a sense of desperation, if you will, and emotional pain from this person who's singing the song. For this woman who felt abandoned and let down by her lover, And in a frenzied state, church, does the woman utter these words, "Last night, the DJ saved my life. The DJ saved my life from a broken heart. The DJ saved my life with a song." And friends, although the lyrics of this song may appear to be somewhat drastic in a literal sense, that a DJ could have the very ability through simply playing a song could save someone's life, seems desperate, seems drastic. Just with the simplicity of a song, that someone's life could be saved. But in a real sense, the lyrics convey and express what I'd like to call the power of music. The power that lies within a sound and a beat and the melody of music. Alphonse Lamartine, he puts it this way: music is the composition of the heart. It commences where speech ends. In other words, the sounds that we hear and the melodies and the sounds of the beat has the ability to express our mood, to express our emotions when we lack the intelligible words to express how we really feel. And not only is there an emotional attachment to music, but music also has the ability, friends, to create an atmosphere that is conducive for various types of activities in life. For example, when I used to play football, although music had nothing to do with the 90 minutes of action on the pitch, however, for footballers around the world, if you were to go into the changing rooms before the game, then you will find that music plays an important role in G-ing up the team, allowing the team to get in the mood for competitive action. Often you'll find that in the changing rooms, it will be something fast tempo and upbeat to get the team really in the mood for competitive action. It's the same when people today go to the gym. You'll often find when they're on the way to the gym that they have some headphones in their ears because they're listening to music to get them in the mood to go and work out. Or perhaps music is significant when we are going through an emotional breakup of a relationship. There's a particular song some years ago by a group called The Streets that perfectly fits the sentiments for a man who is going through a breakup. And they say, The Streets, they put it this way: "Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind is made up now. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now. It's over." Sentiments of the heart when one is going through an emotional breakup. And even, church, in times of war, in some of the most darkest moments of human history, in fact, even during the Second World War, when bombs were impounding Britain, it was the very power of music, church, that lifted the mood of this country. It lifted the mood of the population in a dark time with songs like "There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover Tomorrow, Just You Wait and See. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep, that the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again." Songs that in the darkest moments of human history could provide some sense of recluse, some sense of an ambience to change one's mood away from the pain that one is going through. We find that music even helps in time of bereavement, when we've lost a loved one. And perhaps the favorite song of the deceased, it provides a sense of nostalgia. Bring back those happy memories to the heart and to the mind. Why? Because music is powerful. The sounds and the melodies of music, without question, has the ability, church, to uplift and to inspire. It also has the ability to make us sad, to make us cry, those tears that flow down the cheeks. In fact, even in Scripture, church, when King Saul was inflicted with an evil spirit, it was the very sound of music. When young David played the harp for the king, and it offered a sense of respite for King Saul when he was tormented with this evil spirit. Because even in ancient Israel, music was considered to have a therapeutic effect on the mood and on the emotions. However, church, just like music can be selected to cater for different environments and various moods, Paul here in Ephesians chapter 5, he alludes and highlights two competing sounds. Two competing sounds in the spiritual realm. Two sounds, church, that has the ability to impact our lives each and every day. Here it is. The first one, it's the sound of the world. The sound of the world versus the sound of the Holy Spirit. Allow me to put it this way. It's almost like the DJ of the world versus the DJ of the Holy Spirit. Now, when I say the world, I am not referring to people or the contents in the world. But what I am referring to is the spirit behind the world that is controlling the world and its desires. It's often referred to by Paul as the spirit of the age that is controlled by a DJ, if you will. And the spirit of this DJ, the DJ wants the world to dance to its beat. And that DJ is none other than the devil himself. And his job is to infiltrate the world, to make the world dance to his beat. That's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 3 and 4, he says, and even the gospel, which is the good news, it's veiled, it's hidden to those who are dying. And then he goes on to say, the God of this age, lowercase g, which means the devil, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So in other words, the DJ of this world, the devil, wants the world to dance to his beat and miss the sound of the Holy Spirit that will draw people into a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. So the first point that I want to leave with you today, that if we are going to recognize these two competing sounds, first and primarily, we have to understand that the soundtrack of this world is damaged. Can we say that together? The soundtrack of the world is damaged. When you read the preceding verses to what we read today in Ephesians chapter 5, you'll notice that Paul is basically reiterating to the church in Ephesus, modern day Turkey, and he's sharing with them some of the things that they used to do in their former lives before they came to know Christ as their savior. He goes on to talk about some of the things that they used to enjoy. In verse number 3, he says that there must not no longer be, now that you've come to Christ, sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed or things that are improper for God's holy people, nor obscenity or foolish talk, coarse joking that are out of place. But we should now have thanksgiving in our hearts. Then goes on to talk about immorality and greed and impurity, idolatry. He said these things that you used to do were part of the former sound of this world. We used to dance to the beat of the spirit of this age that made us do these things that were contrary to God's word. But although perhaps many people enjoy fulfilling some of these deeds each and every day, we know that there is no true satisfaction in carrying out these desires. You see, when we practiced such things before we came to know Christ, it only offered a temporary solution to happiness. It gave us a short-lived high, but only left us feeling empty on the inside. There was still a longing in our hearts, looking and searching for more. So in that effort, people will try to find many things to fill that void, to find the answer to life's peace, happiness, and joy. That's why one of my favorite songs says, "The world will try to satisfy that longing in your soul. You may search the whole wide over, but you'll just be as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you've found the Lord. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only Jesus can change your heart and make you whole. Only Jesus can give you peace that you never knew, sweet love and joy, and heaven too. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul." Friends, the soundtrack of the world is clearly damaged by sin and disobedience. But the great news for each and every one in this world, the resolution that Paul wanted the church to know, is that we no longer, because of Jesus, have to dance to the beat of the world. That you and I can now be controlled by a different spirit, the Holy Spirit. And if we are open to the leading of the Spirit, then God will fill us with his Spirit. And now when we are filled with the Spirit, we will be called to dance to a different beat. Spirit-filled to dance to a different beat. And Paul, he urges the church to allow themselves to be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit rather than being controlled by the spirit of the world. And he goes on to use the example of being drunk on wine to illustrate the influence of the spirit of the world. Although he uses the example of alcohol, he's really talking about the bigger picture than just alcohol. For example, police often, if they pull someone over who's driving, and they suspect that the person is under the influence of alcohol, then they have what's called now, they have various means, but sometimes they will get you to walk in a line. Because they want to see if you are under the influence of alcohol. Because if you are under the influence and you've had too much to drink, then it will alter the way that you walk. So they want to see if you are able to be in control of the direction in which you walk in. But such is the case in the spiritual sense. In our former way of lives, without the Holy Spirit, we are unable to walk in step with the will of God because we don't have the Holy Spirit within us. We don't want to please God. We don't want to worship God. It's foolishness. But when we became a Christian and we opened our hearts to the gospel, it's at that moment that God fills us with the Holy Spirit. And now we are filled with the Spirit to now embark on a new walk. We no longer want to go back and walk the same way that we walked before. Being controlled by the spirit of the age. Doing the things of the flesh. And those fleshly desires that Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 5. I'm so glad that the gospel can change lives. That whoever you are and wherever you're from, whatever you have done in your former life, the Holy Spirit can give you a new walk. Isn't that wonderful news? It doesn't matter what you've done in this life, how bad the situation may be. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, then He can give you a new walk. And although people may associate you in the world with your former walk, and they may say, yeah, we know what you used to do, but because the Holy Spirit has now indwelt your life, now you no longer are those names and words of your former life. No longer are you promiscuous. If you used to be promiscuous before you met the Lord, because now you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And the enemy would want us, the DJ of the world, the spirit of this age, would want even the church and the Christians to pull away from the new walk and go back on the old path and dance to the beat of the world. But the good news is the Holy Spirit of God, if we are open and receptive, will equip us to not only make a beautiful sound, but equip us to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. And then, in closing, Paul, he lists the type of sound that you and I can make when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. He says, do not get drunk on wine, but instead be filled with the Spirit. Here it is, verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. And this goes beyond just the act of singing a song or playing an instrument. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, everywhere we go, not just in the confinements of the four walls of this church, but everywhere we go in this world, although the world is dominated and controlled by the DJ of this world, the devil, Wherever we go as Spirit-filled people, we will make a beautiful sound in the world. And now the sound that we make has the ability to change the ambience and change the atmosphere in the world. That now, where there is darkness, because there's some Spirit-filled Christians in the earth, the darkness will now be inspired by the light. We must recognize, church, that we are light bearers and we are Spirit-filled to change the atmosphere and the tone of this earth. This community, with all the churches in this town, must hear the sound that we are making in the Spirit. Because of our presence in this town, it does not matter how dark the environment may be or the town may be, at night or in the day, but because of the sound of the Holy Spirit, we can change the atmosphere around us, that now people will be inspired to change dancing partners and leave the DJ of this world and go running into the arms of a loving God through Jesus Christ. So when we are filled with the Spirit, church, we are equipped to make a sound. Our songs, but even more importantly than singing, our worship, our lifestyles, our testimonies, it will demonstrate to others that we are living the Spirit-filled life. Because we are Spirit-filled, church, it will point to others and demonstrate the love of God, the grace of God, and the mercy of God. Sometimes people may even ask the question and look at you and say, "What is it about you? I just don't know what it is." Can I tell you what that is? It's the Holy Spirit within you that is making a difference in the world. But living the Spirit-filled life is not an easy path to walk. Paul lists the opposing vices, the acts of the flesh versus the acts of the Spirit. But even for Christians, we know that it's not an easy walk to always live the Spirit life, filled life. That's why Corrie ten Boom, he puts it this way: trying to do the Lord's work in your own strength is most confusing, exhausting, and the tedious of all work. But when you are Spirit-filled, then the ministry of Jesus flows out of you. In other words, if we are trying to live for God within our own strength, then we will fail every single time. If we are trying to obey God in our own power and might, then we will fail. But we have to be receptive to allow the Holy Spirit to be our teacher and our guide, to submit to the Holy Spirit, to allow the ministry of Jesus to flow out. Paul says that the God of this age, lowercase, Satan,
who is blinding the eyes of unbelievers, preventing them to come into a relationship with Christ. If you're here today and you have not yet changed dancing partners to embrace faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then I want to lovingly today offer an opportunity for you to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Would there be one today who has not yet said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ? Please do raise your hand in faith if you want to say yes to Christ and to his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remind me of your name.
Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, Sarah. You don't know this little heart of mine. Bless you. After the service, please, if you don't have to rush away, I'd love to share more with you about the gospel. But it's the best decision that you can ever make, to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Isn't this wonderful? Sarah has changed dancing partners today to dance to the tune of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, all of us can look back over our lives and we can see the times in which we were dancing to a different beat and we were making a sound that was contrary to the will of the Spirit. Father, we can all look back, myself included, and see those moments in which we strayed away and we've done those things which were contrary to your word. But we thank you that you love us so much, that you allowed your light and your gospel to permeate and to funnel through all of the darkness so that we could be receptive to receive the goodness of Jesus Christ. And now you have filled us with the Spirit so that we can dance to the tune of the Spirit. We can make melodies in our hearts, singing hymns, songs, and spiritual songs. Father, we thank you that you have called us to walk in the light as he is in the light, so that we can have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all of our sins. We thank you that you've equipped us through your Holy Spirit, that we can make a wonderful sound in this earth that will not only be a blessing in our lives, that we can point people to Jesus through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that we would continue each and every day to walk in step with the Holy Spirit and not to walk in step with the tune of the world. So, Father, we pray that you will continue to lead and guide us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for Sarah today, who has indicated in her heart that she wants to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. And we pray that you would fill her now with your presence. We thank you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for her sins and rose again on the third day with all power in his hands. And now Sarah can walk in the newness of life and the freedom of the Holy Spirit because of her decision to walk with the Lord Jesus. So bless her now and for the rest of her life as she walks in step with the Holy Spirit. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Worship team are coming back. Please do meet us on Wednesday if you can, as we continue the Holy Spirit series. We had a good attendance out in the week on Wednesday, so if you can be with us, don't worry if you miss the first session, you can catch up. So you can see if you can on Wednesday at 1:30 or 7:30 p.m. as we continue the conversation about the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I have to confess that I made my mouth go and I said, oh, why don't we record the Wednesday sessions? Then everyone could listen to them. And then I was the one responsible for doing it on Wednesday, and I failed miserably. I cannot control the sound desk at the back. That is definitely not within my skills. So there is no recording of last Wednesday, but there are lots of the notes that are there, and Nathan worked through the PowerPoint that's pictured on there. So grab one of those and you can check through it and pick up what we did last week, and come along this week as well. Yes, please. Yes, we are going to grab our teas and coffees after we've sung the hymn, and hopefully come back through as soon as we can for a very brief church members meeting. We've got a couple of people who've applied for membership, and we are going to hear reports on them. And then it just seemed a long time to wait until September for these people. So we'll do that after the service this morning. So hopefully everyone put the little 20 minutes extra on their parking if you are a church member, and we will meet after the end of the service. And grab a tea and a coffee, don't miss out on that, and then we'll come back through, and it'll be very, very short, I do assure you. We're going to sing do exactly what it says on the tin, as it used to say on an advert. We are going to sing a hymn to finish our service. And it just says, love divine, all loves excelling. So none of the love that the world can give you can beat this love of God. So let's stand and sing together, love divine.
through the leading of the Spirit, make a beautiful sound in this earth, encouraging one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. As we leave this place, but never from his presence, until we meet again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all
evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Wonderful, so wonderful. It's just turned me down completely. Oh.